Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You've been waiting all day to play that one, Noel. I know that's right. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Hey, you know the other people I want to reach out to and say thank you to are those who have reached out to us, who listen to us on the weekends, and saying, hey, it's been nice hearing you guys during the week. We've been here, you know, we did a little bit last week, and then we've been here since Sunday this week, and happy to do it. We just wish we had a different dismount to our last show that we're doing. We will be back this Sunday. But seriously, though, it has been one of those shows where we have had to adjust what we wanted to do. Great song, Noel, by the way, getting back as we get ready to talk about the Peach Bowl because of the events in New Orleans. And we will give you the updates as they come across to us. We want to just kind of switch gears here and talk about what we got going on locally here. I mean, this man has been walking around, and he does this every year. Gary Stokin's chest is a little bit more puffed out when it comes to talking about, you know, Chick-fil-A and the Peach Bowl and the success of it and the teams that are participating and the fan bases that are
playoff.
Here.
Be a part of the
playoff. And part of the playoff. This is his time of year, and we cannot be happier for him to be a part of the show here. Thank you, Gary, for getting up and joining us this morning.
And Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, sir.
Well, I'm so happy, Greg and Sam, to be able to talk to you almost the first thing on the new year of January 1, 2025. So I appreciate you guys having us, and it's a happy new year and happy game day.
So how does your day, I mean, we've asked you this in the past. We got people who haven't heard the previous shows with you on this. When does your day start, and when do you get a chance to sit down and enjoy, and your staff, the efforts that you guys have put in getting ready for this day?
Well, two answers to that. One is I tell my staff, and I try to apply it to myself, to enjoy the journey. So enjoy every moment of every day and every second, because we've learned so, unfortunately, with President Carter and what happened in New Orleans. And we had a volunteer pass away this week. So life is precious. You've got to enjoy every moment, because God doesn't promise you another second, minute, hour, or day on this earth. So we try and enjoy it every minute, and I'm over here at the stadium. I get up 6:45, and so I've walked through, made sure the signage is okay, looks good. I'll walk over to FanFest, which started at 8 o'clock, just to walk through there, and then head back over here, see the coaches, hand out some checks, and kick it off, and hopefully have a great game.
Notice how he said it, Gary. You come over and just hand out some checks. I think that'll be the first thing you talk about is handing out the checks, Gary.
We're the most charitable bowl organization in the country, and we've given $65 million to local charities and scholarships here in Atlanta and Georgia and the communities that play in our game. And so we've got a lot of checks to pass out. We'll go over $2 million this year in what we've given away. And that is by far more than any other bowl game, probably if you had all the bowls together. So we were founded by the Lions, the first charitable bowl game, and we've kept that part of our mission and do so humbly.
Yep. Folks, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Gary Stokin. It is game day for the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Always great to catch up with him. Now, Arizona State has been a part of the Peach Bowl before. It was a long time ago. Didn't it snow when they played here years ago?
Yeah, I spoke last night. We had all the NFF College Football Hall of Famers and the former Dodd Trophy winners and Arizona State in Texas on the Peach Bowl field at the College Football Hall of Fame last night for a dinner. And I told the Arizona State people that, you know, back in 1970, Frank Cush and number 8 Arizona State couldn't get into one of the big bowls at the time. And so Peach Bowl reached out to them, brought them west, and they played North Carolina. They won 48-26. Bill Dooley Vince Dooley's brother was the head coach in North Carolina, and Vince, God rest his soul, told me the story that, you know, he was on the sidelines over there at Bobby Dodd, because we played at Grant Field then, and he said, you know, Gary, I was never so cold in my life. I was so cold, I had to leave my brother at halftime and go home. And it rained in the first quarter, sleeted in the second, snowed in the third, mm-hmm. and iced in the fourth. And ironically enough, the Arizona people said, you know what? It's 80 degrees back in Phoenix today. You know, why don't we start one of these things? And so they start meeting with the Peach Bowl people, and out of that, the Fiesta Bowl was created.
Well, listen, we got a few clouds in the air, but it is a sunny day here in Atlanta, and folks are going to be inside very, very comfortable, so they don't have to worry about it.
Well, Greg, I did tell them the end of the story is that they won't need to worry about the weather because it'll be 72 degrees in Mercedes-Benz Stadium today.
Yeah, and they're going to keep the roof closed, Sam.
They'll keep the roof closed.
Yeah, we'll keep the roof closed today. But, you know, it's interesting. We'll host three of the major CFP events all within basically a calendar year. January 1 of this year, we've got Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl quarterfinal, the CFP. January 20th, Atlanta will host the national championship game. And then next January 9th, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl will be the CFP semifinal game. So no city's been able to say that, and that's part of the reason, along with the HBCU national championship with Celebration Bowl, the SEC championship, our Aflac kickoff games, having the College Football Hall of Fame here, that the media are calling us the capital of college football.
I got no problem with that.
Yep.
Got absolutely no problem with that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You mentioned this earlier. You talked about the class of 2024, the Hall of Famers. It'll be a special night for them.
Yeah, it really was. They had their own night the night before in the Hall of Fame and had their induction ceremony. And then we had them on the field last night. And just as I told them, this is their home now, so anytime they come to Atlanta, we expect them to give us a call and let us host them in the College Football Hall of Fame. So very, very special. And Warrick Dunn, who went in this year into the Hall, represented the Hall of Fame class and spoke very eloquently about what it means to be a Hall of Famer, and just praised the rest of the guys that went in as only Warrick can. He's so classy. Mm-hmm.
Gary, thoughts about one of these teams that play here today could end up back here, on January 20th. If it's Texas, my goodness, it will be their third time here. Maybe they're going to start getting their mail delivered here.
Listen, but this would be a good time to ask him that question.
Should I ask him about it?
Go ahead and ask him. Gary, there's been a question on Sam's tongue all morning long, so go ahead.
Yeah, but there's no way we can bring Bevo to town. I know we don't have room to keep him throughout the game because the sidelines are tight, but it seems like he could still come to town and have him hang out and people take pictures with him, couldn't we?
I must have done 50 interviews over the last 2 weeks, and I was down at the Clemson-Texas game in Austin. And while I was there, I was standing by Bevo, and his security people came up and asked me if he can come to Atlanta. The people that run Bevo came up. The guy's wife who runs Bevo came up, and all the guys that handle Bevo. So I was hit on every which way. And simply what I told him is, you know, the SEC, you know, wouldn't have Bevo come up because of the sidelines. You know, we have these field suites and terrace suites now at Mercedes-Benz. And when you put the ESPN cameras along the sidelines running up and down, with cheerleaders and photographers doing their work, and now the benches go all the way to the 20-yard line. There's simply no room on the sidelines nor in the end zones. And I didn't think it was fair to, you know, since the SEC didn't have them, and I know the national championship game, CFP, is not going to have them if they make it back here. I didn't want to put them in an uncomfortable situation. So I took the heat. And I didn't think it was fair bringing him all this way just to put him out in Home Depot backyard outside. So
no,
we told him, you know, it just didn't make much sense to have him come up. And I took the heat, but, you know, I told him we hate it because we love the traditions of college football. Bevo is one of the great ones.
Folks, it really is, really, really, truly is. But I tell you something else that's a tradition, and I'm going to throw this one at you, you being the NC State manager. NC State and East Carolina fighting. Man, tell me something about this game we just saw last week, because I remember when NC State and East Carolina came to play here in the final football game played at Old Atlanta Fulton County Stadium because they weren't allowed to play back home because they had a – and here we are fighting again. Why can't East Carolina and NC State get along, Gary? What's the problem?
Well, I remember that game. It was so cold out there at Fulton County, and Jeff Blake wound up running into the end zone, and East Carolina beat NC State.
Yep.
And but, you know, East Carolina, NC State, a lot of the people have gone to each other's schools. There's a lot of families that are mixed with East Carolina and NC State grads. There has been some conflict with East Carolina trying to obviously elevate their program by playing North Carolina State, North Carolina, you know, Wake Forest. And I think they got it legislated that they're gonna play now. Matter of fact, NC State and East Carolina open the season next year, so that's going to be an interesting opener.
It will be, but I just know what was when I saw that. I instantly thought about you and about the game here because at the time it had been declared, I think, by Jim Valvano. I think correct me if I'm wrong, who said we will not play them again. Is that right?
My favorite thoughts about East Carolina is when I played basketball and I picked splinters out of my butt, but I played one of my best games against East Carolina. I had 5 assists and basketball.
Oh, look at this, man.
East Carolina has good memories on my side from the basketball.
take it where you can get them. Gary Stokin joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We figure they're all gone, but we're going to ask anyway because people wanted to know, are there any tickets available for folks to get into the building today?
Yeah, we sold out. Both teams get 13,000 tickets, and they've sold through those. And, you know, and again, as part of being the capital of college football, it's you need great support by fans who buy the tickets for all our big events. You need great corporate support from all the corporate headquarters we have here in Atlanta. And you need great volunteers. And we're so blessed. And that in Atlanta, we have all three of those. So you put that along with the greatest facility in the country right now, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and add the great hotels and the hospitality industry we have, and just very, very special place. You got all the ingredients to make us the capital of college football.
And being the capital of college football, Sam, is just another component as to what makes Atlanta an international city. When you talk about that, you talk about the things that you can experience when you come here. And he just gave us a breakdown of what's going to happen over the next 12 to 24 months around here, or actually about 15 months. But, yeah, this is absolutely the place to be. Before we let you go, anything else you want to just kind of put out there, Gary, that folks should know about?
Well, I just appreciate your friendship. And as we start the new year, it's so important that you know, life is so precious, and we should enjoy each other's company, enjoy each other, and be positive. I like to talk about having an attitude of gratitude, and so let's all start this year with an attitude of gratitude. And we all know that adversity is going to face us in life. Life's not fair, but, you know, if you can keep that positive attitude, you got a chance of getting through it on the other side, and that's what makes people great, if they can come out on the other side of adversity and be positive. So I hope everybody has a happy new year, a happy game day, and just really appreciate you guys' friendship and the professionalism you have and what you do for Atlanta and college football.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm going to do my best in 2025 to get you or a family member into a movie.
Ooh.
Because we've been talking about that.
my grandsons would love that. But thanks so much, guys. Great to be with you, and thanks for starting the new year with me.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being with us, Gary. We appreciate you so much.